your favorite podcast. It's Full Coverage with your host,
Manny MUA,
Laura Lee, and we got a very special guest today. We hope you're excited, Monet McMichael.
The one and only.
Oh my God, what the heck?
We're so excited
I'm
to have
so
you.
I'm so excited to be here. Are you kidding me?
This is her first podcast experience too.
This is my first pod, y'all. I'm like,
no.
I'm so safe with you guys. Like,
no, I'm so glad.
I'm so excited to just kiki.
And like you've listened to like full coverage before, so you know like the vibes are chill.
And like I started watching you guys, I think New York Fashion Week like last year, you guys like carried. Cause like it's such a happy like vibe.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's like my daytime, like good vibes, like uplifting.
It makes me so happy.
We love to hear that. Yeah. We love to hear that.
I'm like, we should do it 2 episodes a week. I'm kidding, because you know my comments are always like, we want more episodes every week. And I'm like,
yeah, they want two really a week. Busy.
They want 2 a week.
But we're fighting for our life.
We are battling, you guys. We are battling for one.
We are. We are fighting for our life out here. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
But you guys, of course, we have to start off with what?
Peaks and pits, baby.
Peak. I'll start.
Okay.
Start on.
So my pit.
Oh, we're starting a pit, period.
I'm going to start a pit.
Right with a bang.
We're going to get in with a bang. So I decided to buy this 40-ounce tumbler. Because
this is the thing.
Because your generation makes me buy everything.
This is the thing right now. I feel like it's everywhere.
Okay. And I also feel like I could street fight with this if someone tried to attack me. Try one of these upside your head. So it's a safety device. So I filled it all the way full of water this morning. So I was like, I'm going to drink my water today. And on the way here, I'm driving like NASCAR per usual.
Skirting through. Yeah, absolutely.
And whenever I pull into the parking lot, I look over in my passenger seat and tell me why this bitch right here is turned all the way sideways and is empty. No. The whole thing, girl.
What is that? Two liters?
Two liters. 2 liters.
Is that a gallon?
It's a gallon jug. Dumped out in the seat of my car. No. Yep, leather seats too. Well, and it like absorbed it all. So like my seat is like swollen. It's like.
Not the edema.
Literally. No. The edema. There's edema literally. In the seat. Dang. So my seat has edema and it drank all 40 ounces. Wait. And I was like, oh.
Is that like locked and like secure?
I thought. I thought it was.
You guys, Laura, you know that just happened to me too, right?
In your car?
On my bed.
Oh, not that the bed. Happened to
me to my bed. On my bed.
You know what I do too? Like, you know Mio? Like the flavoring that you put in like,
yes,
the
yes,
water?
Yes, yes, yes.
Literally, I do not drink water without it. Like, I have it in my purse. I have it yes, in my couch. Everywhere in my house.
Mm-hmm. I have a thing.
Yeah, and like, I have this one that you screw on like my water bottle, throw it on my bed, like, went about my day. And like, I came back. I had like white sheets to a comforter and everything. Like, it was red, fruit punch red.
No.
I was like, damn.
Oh.
It went through like all the way to my actual mattress. And I was like, I don't know what to do.
Oh no.
I let it air open. I like laid on it with a towel. I'm just like trying to soak up as much. Imagine me literally like throwing a pillow, like a towel, and I'm like this.
You put newspaper over it. That's very manly of you.
Very that.
That's very manly.
It was literally like after like 3 days, it was wet, dude.
Wow. Damn. And you slept on it just fine. Sure did. How did you? You washed everything, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, you had to take it apart.
Air dry. I'm like,
all you guys see.
Well, say a prayer for me. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, what do you do about a car?
Like, that's also crazy. My seats have like the heat and AC. Most cars do mm-hmm. now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, does that even work anymore?
Oh my God.
Right?
Like the heat in the seat.
Like,
if you turn that shit on, will it like literally spark and blow up?
My car.
Like a little popcorn.
Please.
It ejects her seat. Like she goes into the sky 30 feet.
I'm like this. Oh my God.
You guys, this is so crazy. You know? Get ready with me to be ejected.
We took it too far.
It
started with water spilling my seat to me mm-hmm. being ejected down the highway.
Yeah, you're right.
We took it too far. So anyways, that sucks. So if anyone knows what you're supposed to do, and yeah. I don't want to leave my car windows down because I feel like it's a great way to get your car stolen.
100%.
You know what I mean? Because I was like, air it out. But I was like, damn. Not in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You don't just roll your car windows down and park in Los Angeles.
No, you don't.
It's not the move.
It's horrible.
So I'm like, well, that's going to be fun later.
Dang.
You got something?
Pit.
Okay, let's start with the pit.
Pit's easier.
I was thinking, like, my battle this week, or just the past few months, has been, like, my accountant and just, like, getting taxes.
Ooh.
And, like, you guys,
ooh.
I had no
She's making
idea.
Money.
Oh. No, but it's, like, it's the first
it's shocking.
Tax hit.
It's shocking.
And, like, it's the way that, like, the timing of everything, too. Like, I'm so behind, so late. Didn't do, like, my quarterlies. Like,
well,
all
you
these,
didn't
like,
know. You didn't know, I'm
I
sure.
I had no idea.
Exactly.
And honestly,
exactly.
I'm just, like...
Same thing happened to us.
Yeah.
You don't know.
How do you learn? Like, this is the most, I honestly love my books. Like, I always love just like learning things, but I'm like, this is the most just exhausting.
It's so
boring,
hard.
Mm-hmm. Like,
don't ever think that you got money because the government will straight up be like,
no, you don't.
They will be like, no, you don't. Uh-huh. The first time I learned and was like making money for the first year mm-hmm. ever and wasn't getting money back for the first time in my life, I was paying in.
Yeah.
I thought I had so much money in my bank account, like thought I was racking it up. And then that I went home from my accounting meeting with tears in my eyes because they were about to clean the bank account out because I didn't know about quarter. Like I didn't know how all this works.
And to save like and have like accounts just for, like to save your money to put for taxes.
And they'll set you straight though. Like you'll pay in what you're estimated to make for the year. Mm-hmm. You'll start to pay that in early. So there'll be no more shockers.
Yeah.
But you got to get past the first one.
Yeah. And there's just like learning the language. I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying. Like before, obviously it was like a W-2. And, like,
and that's
I'm getting
it.
Some coin back. Like,
yeah, period. Yes.
Period.
A 1099 and you're good.
Yep.
But now I'm like, and also there's so many like percentages where I'm like, mm-hmm. not even just for like the IRS and then like there's like state tax and like creating content in other states, like you pay like those state taxes and stuff. I'm like,
that's exactly
and then also percentages for like my managers and like, and also like with my money now too, I'm like, it still doesn't even feel like it's mine. I feel like it's still not like processed that like mm-hmm. I... You know, social media is crazy.
It is. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I know I won't be so heartbroken, but I'm just like, I don't even want to know. Like, can I just like.
Just do it. Just take it out. Just take
like,
it
I
out.
Never had it.
Don't come for me. Don't knock on my door. Don't tell me like I'm, I don't know, liable?
Yeah.
Okay. The fact that you just said that, like, I'll use this as my like pit.
All right.
Years ago.
Ooh.
It was so crazy because like when you said the knocking on the door, that just like triggered me. And I literally blocked this out of my memory because I completely forgot. So I, years ago, I was at my house and it was just me and two men knock on my door, on my front door. And I'm like,
danger.
Hello.
Danger.
And they're like in full blown suits.
Mormons.
Nope. Not, they don't have plaques. They don't have plaques. They don't have plaques. But they were like, we are with the FBI. And I, you guys, I'm not kidding you. I was like this.
The FBI is crazy. The FBI is crazy.
I said, what?
I'm closing that door.
No, I literally said, huh? And they're like, are you Manuel Gutierrez? And I was like, no. Yeah. Mm-mm. And they're like,
I don't know who that is.
We need to,
yeah,
you,
right.
They go, you're going to need to come with us to do, like, we know that you've been like stealing or like, there's like something that was going on behind the scenes. Like I was like taking out loans and stealing and all this stuff. And I was like, you guys, I promise you, like, that's not me. I was like, someone might have stolen my identity. Like, you guys need to figure that out with the FBI vibes. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, like, it is not me. And they're like, okay, well, we will be coming back here if we find out that it has been you this entire time. And we're not going to like take you in now, but. No. We're going to investigate.
I was like, you
guys.
You.
I was like, you guys. I'm literally in like my mid 20s.
Yeah.
I'm gay. Not that you missed it. Just trying to be like, you guys. Anything. I'm gay. I grew up Mormon. Like, please. These gays are trying to kill me. It was very that, and I was like, you guys. Yeah. I promise you, it's not me. Like, I don't know. Like, you have the wrong Manuel Gutierrez. Like, it's not me. I swear. So then they're like, okay, we'll be coming back if like this doesn't pan out. They never came back. So clearly wasn't me. That was literally like wanted by the FBI. I have never been more like spooked in my entire life.
You know what? You have a thing at the airport though where they flag your name.
All the time.
Cause so there is a Manuel out there.
There's someone out there.
There's someone out there.
Doing some such shit.
That's doing some crazy shit. Because every single time I come back into the United States, it's like, go get your little, like, they get me. There's a cross across my face. And I need to go talk to like,
I'm like this.
Every time.
I'm like this in the airport.
Get him.
Get him.
He's not supposed
Manuel
to be here.
Manuel Gutierrez.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
him.
No, and then so now, luckily, now that I have what's it called, global entry,
yeah,
it stops. Like, it's not as crazy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen nearly as much. But in the beginning, it was like every single time I come back in, stopped. And the FBI came to my door.
That's spooky.
That's crazy.
That's spooky.
I'm like, I was on, but what if they weren't the FBI? What if it was fake? Like, they weren't actually the FBI.
How many years ago did this happen?
Like, five, 6 years ago?
I feel like
ago?
You're good. I feel like you're safe.
We're in the clear.
We're in the clear.
I think we're safe.
It was when I was living in, like, San Diego.
I was going to say, happened recently, we would have to do further investigation.
Yeah. But. No, but it was a while ago. So I think I'm okay. I'm in the clear, but I almost got arrested by the FBI.
I love that for you. I would have bailed you out.
I'm like, oh my God, no, please.
No,
don't
like,
me.
Stop. Like, you guys, what can I do anything to make you not arrest?
he's like, post a shout out.
What's your handle? I will tag you.
I will tag you.
I swear to God.
Okay. I'm crying.
Wait, peaks now.
Okay, peak. I don't know. I'm not starting. You start. Peak.
Okay, I'll start. I have a few peaks. Can I like touch a few? Like this.
Absolutely.
I feel so just up. Like this past 7 days has been unreal. Like this past few months, like this year, my life. I'm like,
literally, my life is.
Like the one, okay, that had me shook. I went to see SZA in New York on Saturday.
Mother.
So and I was so excited. Obviously, I'm like here, like I went with a bunch of creators with Classy Network. Love them.
Okay,
their,
love that.
Clothing brand.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited, I think like 10 of us. We had like a suite and like, it was all good vibes. Like I'm obsessed with them. Like gives family. So we're, and you know how the suites are like in, we're at Madison Square Garden, first of all. Like I've never been
humongous.
There. It was like not as like MSG, like seeing SZA, like it was up. So like the suites are kind of like, section off, obviously, like you can only see into the suites if you're next to it and like you're looking into it and kind of just like, who's there?
Totally.
So, oh my God. Some girls recognized me like in the suite next door. So I was like, oh my God, like, hey, sis, it comes to like the partition or whatever that was called.
I think divider. The divider. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come over, we take a few pictures, like hug, like kiki and everything. And then some girls recognize like that we're talking like in the section below. So like they all turn around, they're like, oh my God, like Modi. I was like, oh my God, hey guys. And like that kind of brought attention to like the section next, like over there. And like they started like—
It was piling on.
Yeah, and everyone starts turning around and is like, oh my God, Monet, Monet. And I was like, what the heck? And like it literally went to like the stands above us and like—
No.
No.
You guys. I can't even.
They were chanting your name.
Literally, was like, oh my God, Monet. I was like,
so they were like, who are they there to see? SZA? Are you?
Literally.
And some people were like, not SZA performing at Monet's meet and greet. I was like, yes. It was crazy. Like, I still, from like to this day, I'm like, that was a fever dream.
I bet that felt so surreal, though. Like, it's it was so cool.
That feeling is insane.
Yeah.
And you know what, too? I was like, I obviously, like, I get stopped, like, here and there, like, when I go to the mall and, like, mm-hmm. or just out in public. But it's usually, like, a one and done, like, you know, right. nice to meet you and, like, totally. Keep it going. Like, I'm still, right. you know, a regular girl. But I feel like the SZA X, like, New York, like, crossover, like, that's my demographic, like, heavy.
You so, found
like,
your
that's
people.
Like, the what? Those are your peeps.
Those are my girls. And, like, it was just crazy. Like, just looking at everyone, just like, you know, comments are one thing, but I'm like mm-hmm. seeing you in the flesh and just like the way you like just show love. I was just like feeling it. It was insane.
Isn't
and
like that such was an incredible that. Experience. Like,
oh my God. Yeah. And like me, it's like a meet and greet. Like,
yeah.
Just, I can't imagine just like seeing like all these people. Like, I've never had something like that. So mm-hmm. that was surreal. And like, we stayed after the concert. Like, I wanted to talk to everyone. I was like, I don't want to leave yet. Like, and everyone yeah. was like, some girls were like crying. And I was like, do not cry for me right now.
You're like, my lash will come off.
Oh my God. So like, I still have been floating from that moment. I was just like, crazy.
I love that. That's amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's like, iconic.
That feeling is so shit. Like,
I watched out of body. All this. Play out too on your stories yeah. and stuff.
Oh
and
my
I
was God, eating you
it.
Saved
of course, of course. I literally watched it all play out. Of course, I let you wow. tell your story, but I was like,
oh my God.
Yes!
Yeah. That was insane. Like, peak of my life. And like, even just being in LA, oh my gosh, what the heck?
How is LA?
You've been
LA
here for
to you?
A week. Like, you've been yeah, here for a whole week almost.
I got
almost.
Here Monday and, I'm rarely ever on the West Coast unless like I'm in OC with my family. Like, mm-hmm. I love California. I like the chill, like, Southern vibes down
totally.
There.
Totally.
LA is like.
Are you from OC?
I lived there for a year.
Okay.
Like 2015. Yeah. Like, my family moved out here, my dad, and I have three mm-hmm. younger siblings. So they're in OC now. And like, any chance I get to like just like spend a week with them, like,
wow, absolutely. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's from Philly?
Honestly, both sides of my family were okay. born and raised there.
Okay.
So I still have like my black side, my Puerto Rican side in Philly. We moved across the bridge, like, to South Jersey. So that's where I'm still at with my mom.
I was watching your video. You yeah. were saying you were thinking about like staying there and like, you love it yeah. there, right?
Honestly, okay, I got sick of it. Obviously, I'm like, this is where I'm born and raised. I'm tired. Like, right. I need to grow. 100%. Like, I'm tired of all these people, the same things, everything. But then after, okay. Damn, I'm gonna spill my whole life story.
That's
the best okay. part. That's what it's about.
I'm like, oh my God, not me talking so much. Like, that's the point.
No, that's
the
point.
We are like, give it to
no, trust, like, it is a very fascinating feeling, especially when, like,
yeah.
I don't know, because it's so different. Like, even sometimes I'm like, damn, I'm talking too much. Laura, you talk.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's literally what our podcast is like. That's what about. We do here. It's like just shooting the shit.
Just
like,
wait till you get a guest who won't talk.
And you're like, huh?
So we're like, give it to us.
Please. Okay. So my deal with Jersey right now, my mom actually moved out of our apartment, which is like different. You know, usually like the child like leaves a nest.
Wow. For sure.
So yeah, we've been in our apartment for like 10 years now. And she got into real estate, found her new place, like moved. So I'm like.
Did she buy a house or she just switched?
She's like, yeah, she's like flipping a condo right now.
Oh,
she's like
love
living
that.
In it. And then she'll like find her next spot. And like, I'm like, T, like, that's so smart, mom.
That's living. So cute. I love that.
Mom is living.
Mm-hmm. And she just started like 2 years ago and she's killing
wow.
it. Killing it. So I'm like, when I'm finding my house, mom, I'm like, you gonna
hook
you
it
know,
up.
Find it. Yeah,
find
like
it for me.
Commission. Mm-hmm. Like, how iconic wow. is that? So yeah, my mom moved out and like I was living by myself for the first time. And like, I was loving it. So I was like, mm-hmm. maybe I don't want to leave yet. I'm like, all this freedom, like in the space.
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
It was exciting. So now it's been like 6 months I've been living by myself at the apartment, and now I'm like, okay, I think it's time to like move. So now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, New York is kind of a lot.
Oh, I was going to say, are you going to move to New York?
I want to. Oh my
I
God.
Think New York is too crazy. But this is me speaking. This is me.
Same.
You, yeah. You're so young and you may love it though. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
I feel like I had the dream of New York. I was like, once I graduate, I'm in New York. Like, okay. That's my plan. And I got comfy. And then now I'm like, I'm kind of scared of New York. Like, I feel like I like the peace of Jersey and like just being detached. I'm like, the city's close enough. If I want to go, like, I can just like hop in the car.
Anytime.
Yep.
And like, but I still have that time to detach. But I'm like, I can't imagine doing groceries in New York. And just like leaving my house and just feeling that pressure of like all these events going on. Like, there's this
causing come things tonight. Happening all the time.
Something happening.
That's what I was telling you. Right? I was like, careful. I was like, careful with LA. LA. It'll keep you here forever. You
know, I counted how many events I got invited to this week. It was 7.
I think so too.
That's cool.
I mean, I don't even know, but I'm normally just invited to the events. And you know how many I went to this week? None.
I've been to 2. But I was like, you know, 2 out of 7.
You even did it 2 in one night, too. So you like killed 2 birds with 1 stone.
I was like, if I can do this, I can do that. But like, there was 7 events this week where I was like,
LA will burn your ass out faster than anything in the whole wide world. The burnout in LA, just because it's like, obviously you see when you're here, it's like 24/7. And like you think just because you're here, this is going on,
that you have to do it. And it feels like you have to.
24/7. So it's like, I don't know. I've been here for 8 years now. Mm-hmm. And whenever I first moved here, I think I went out 7 nights a week for like the first 2 years. I wasn't on a brand trip, I was at an event. Like it was just insane. Stop. Yeah, same. I that burned myself right out. I made mistakes, though. I like made mistakes. Like I told Manny this a few podcasts back. Like I would have been just fine doing less, and I probably would have been a little less burned out and a little bit more conscious of my content, what I was doing, friendships, like everything. But everything to me was a blur because it was like happening so fast for me that I was like not digesting any of it. So I didn't see how things looked or came across or like what I was doing. I was just doing it because it was just like happening.
That feels like me literally right now. Like I feel like when I was pulling up here, I was just like, I haven't digested even the past like 12 hours. Cause like literally last night, like I went to the Vanity Fair event for like, they were sponsored by TikTok, like for like pre-Oscars, like Hollywood. Yep. And that was like my first like red carpet moment. I had like my first little Getty image. Like this was last night. I was like, me saying this right now too, I'm like, did that really happen?
I love
like,
that.
What the heck? So that was crazy. I feel like it's different being in LA. Cause I feel like I know my people in New York, like on the East Coast. So I'm like, and there was no plus ones either. So I was like, what the
spooky
fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Do I do
it? I know, like it's
spooky.
It there's a thing though, like because you have to be able to like do those things and experience it and like have so much fun with it and enjoy it while it's there. And there's like this, it's all about like balance though, right? Because like if you do that so much so fast all the time, it's very easy to get burnt out so quickly because it's like, wait, my body like actually can't keep up with what I'm doing. and then you like kind of lose track of like what's even like important to you, or yeah, what's even like what you I even want.
I got ate up in the sauce.
So did I. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like, when you I live in LA, I don't think you're getting ate up in the sauce, yeah, by the way. I'm not at no. all. Like, I'm not like, you're getting ate up. Yeah, like, not, no. You know, you're very mature. You know what you're doing. You're killing it. Like, keep doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, balance. Also, you live in Jersey, which is helpful because you have like a family home life. Yeah. Whereas like I was you solo right out. Yeah, I just jumped right into LA. So it was just like, you know, 24/7. But I would say that was like one of my biggest mistakes. Like, I can't say I regret, but I wish I would have done a little less and absorbed a little more of what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would have caught myself in a lot less trouble and done a lot better with the things I was doing. But hey, it worked out.
Like, I feel the same, but I look back also, I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm so much happy now. Like, I'm so happy with myself who I am now. And it's like, maybe all those experiences had to happen for me to be me and like be happy and content with things. Cause like, I, for a long time, I would get like this like weird FOMO, like all the time. And I'm like, if I'm not there, I'm like, why am I not there?
Yeah. Well, I feel like I'm going to fall off and slip if I'm not there with everyone all the time. Could not be further from the truth, because I mean, you got to look at some of these YouTubers. Jaclyn Hill is a great example, honestly, who typically like truly doesn't come around.
Right.
And never has. Never has. Like, she never really has like popped back and forth to LA and Florida. Like, she straight up stayed in Florida and her career is huge. Mm-hmm. So it's like that alone is like reassurance that you don't always have to be in the mix, in the mix, in the mix to be successful. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I feel like I've definitely adapted and like quickly, because I feel like before I was like, once I had like one night out and I needed like 4 days to recover. I'm like, now it's kind
a girl
of
after
like,
my own heart.
Yeah.
A girl after my own heart.
And now I feel like it's like less and less like my threshold. I'm like, I only need 12 hours at home, please. Like, just let me have one rest in my bed and then like I can go.
Yeah.
So it's like crazy. Yep. I'm like, maybe I am social. Like, I'm learning so much about myself like in this process too. I'm like, before I was like, I don't like socializing. I don't like doing things. Like, I'd rather be alone. Like, all these things. I'm like, I do kind of like going out, like meeting people and like socializing and stuff. So, I mean, I feel like, yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's definitely a balance. Like, because my family and friends are like the most important thing in the world to me. And it'll always be that. So I'm like, you know, making time for them and like also just like, I don't know. There's so many factors like to consider.
Totally.
Mental health, like physical health. I'm like trying to stay in the gym also, but like.
Oh, so hard.
Yeah. Flying around. Like with all these
what
amazing
time?
Food. Yeah.
Like, what time?
And I'm like, what energy too? I'm
what
like,
energy? What time? Like, it's so hard to balance everything because it's happening so quickly and you want to take advantage of amazing opportunities. Like, you can't like let them squander. Like, you have to be able to do that. Too, but it's also like, you have to take care of you.
There's only one of you.
And you have to take care of yourself. Like, you really, it's very important.
And you want to be able to like feel those moments, reflect on them, you know, think about them, because it's like boom, 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 boom.
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's so important to me too. Just like, just soak it in. I'm like, I don't ever want to take this for granted and just like be like, oh, just this is regular. Like, no. It's like, this is a dream. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm literally sitting with Lauren Manny right now. Like, this is crazy.
You're so
like,
cute.
You guys we're are just as excited to have you on. No. We think you're iconic. Mm-hmm. And I know. Wait, when did you start TikTok? Did you start on TikTok or YouTube? Like, how did you start?
Well, okay, so I started on YouTube, honestly, when I was like in middle, like not even middle school. I was baby.
I know that either.
Because me and Manny find it fascinating. You're one of the only like people who have blown up on one of the only people who have really blown up on TikTok that we see. You put a lot of time in YouTube and we're just like fascinated. But that makes
sense. Which I love. Like, I'm like, we're obsessed with that.
Oh my gosh.
We said, oh, Manny wants longevity.
Yeah, she wants a long career.
She wants a long career.
I'm like, I love YouTube so much. Like, and I feel, like that longevity, like, I feel like that's where I want to be. Like, I hope YouTube is around like forever. Like, I want to have my babies on my channel. Like, for I want to get married on my channel. Like, I grew up such a YouTube girl. And like, so I started like in 2012, like with my friends and just like even my own videos, like what's in my purse, like what I want for Christmas. I was 12 years old and I still have them like on private.
12 years old. I want to like scream because it's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
And like, it was literally like for my mom and like my best friend to like see. And I just always loved like, you know, watching just, you know,
content.
Connecting with creators. I feel like I was never like a TV girl or like a Netflix girl. Like, I was always on YouTube. Still to this day, I'm like, that's my number one engine. Mm-hmm. I'm like, never know what's going on Netflix shows. Like, what are y'all talking about? Like, sorry.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did that for like a year. I wasn't consistent on it. It was just like, had my little spurt. And then I started, I think a year and a half ago on YouTube full time. Not full time.
Oh, nice.
Just like, consistently posting. Yeah. And then TikTok. Honestly, I was one of those haters, like in quarantine, like COVID, where I was like, I'm not downloading the app. Like, it's corny, like all those things.
And, it's hard not to in the beginning, like to be like, what's going on?
Like TikTok, like what?
It gets a bad rep at first, too.
Yeah, but I feel like it's so normal now. Obviously, I'm like, I love that the time to finally like social media, like, oh, it's a career. Like, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. So I downloaded it, I think, like 2021, like the beginning of 2021. And I was in nursing school. I graduated 2022. So I was doing I was posting with my friends, like at the club, like at the bar, like little slow-mos. And like, it's crazy. Like I still have them. Just like, you can just like, I can see my whole timeline. And it's just, it feels like yesterday, like doing it for fun and just like, just for them and like for me. And one of them got like traction, like a few months, like there was no goal there. It was just kind of just like my little outlet.
Yeah, totally.
And like, you know, after school, like once I had like that one like viral moment, I think I had like 400K views. And like, honestly, the attention, it was like,
what was the video?
It was okay. It was one slow-mo of me literally like in my like brother's bathroom. And I was like doing a slow-mo like this to like a Travis Scott like remix. And like I posted it and went to sleep. It's always like that. The ones I wasn't always like that. I didn't even care.
It's never the one you suspect.
Literally.
Mm. It's never the one you suspect.
So I woke up and like it had like 2,000 comments. Keep in mind, like I never.
That's a lot.
2,000 comments, like 700K views. And like, they were all men though. They were all just like straight men. When I was just like, like it was like crazy. Just like, I feel like it was overwhelming. Just like that kind of attention, regardless of what the audience was. I was just like,
totally.
Oh my God. Like all these people talking, they were like sexy, beautiful. And I'm like, ew.
You're like, ew, I didn't post this for you.
Yeah.
I
was
like,
no, totally.
Who are you people? Like, yes. Where did you come from? But I think I definitely was like excited about that type of like response that I could even like generate something like that. So I was excited. I was like, maybe I'll do like a hair care routine. I'm gonna start posting things like I actually want to. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I remember my first one after that was like hair care routine, and it literally got like 10 views. And I was like, where did y'all go? Like, you were just here
that
yesterday.
It's
like,
literally TikTok.
literally 10 views. I was like, what? And like, I was like, okay, let's try again. Did like a makeup routine, like crickets, like here and there. But like, I was still very excited and was just like, I know that's out there. Like, I'm gonna just be consistent and like, you know, and I was still doing it for fun. Like, it really wasn't for like, I'm trying.
For work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I consistently was posting for, I don't even know the timeline. It's crazy to think. I don't even know when shit started. Like, I feel like it was a slow, like
steady kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I remember I posted my first Get Ready With Me, I think 2021, like that fall, like November. So like almost a year, a little over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like my first like kind of like viral moment. I got like 3 million views. And like, it was me just like listening to music, kind of just how I
chilling.
Yeah. Do nowadays. I feel like
your TikToks come across to me very YouTube-y.
I love that.
I literally did a TikTok today, like getting ready for this, and I was like, I feel like I have this like relationship with you because it comes across, and that you're so right. Like, I didn't even think why, and I was like, why am I feeling this way about her? Because I don't feel that a lot with a lot of big TikTokers. Like, I just don't. Like, I don't have that.
It's
like
just like a viral
connection.
Clips, like funny, like yeah. Slapstick just, like, oh, like moments.
That's like Monet's For You page.
Yeah, right.
Literally,
right. Just,
like, funny, stupid shit.
Yeah, which I love.
I told Monet this already, but I think, gosh, this had to be like 2022, maybe 2021. I don't know. But Erin, she came to me, and we always dish about TikTok, YouTubers, like everything. And she was like, "Do you want to see my favorite TikToker right now?" I'm like, "Yeah, like, give her to me. Show her to me." Her.
Oh my
her.
God.
That's so cute.
And
that's so cool.
I had already seen you though. Like, you were no stranger to me for sure. But then I had to get invested because I was like, Erin has very good taste in people. She does. She's picky too. Like, she does not like every viral girl. Yeah. She doesn't like every viral girly. Like, she's like, eh. She's picky. So I was like, all right, let me get invested in Miss Ma'am here. And I saw on your story you watched full coverage and my niece was like, Charles. And I was like,
Oh my God. Both of us.
It was so cute. Yeah. I haven't told her you're here today, so I'm definitely gonna have to like.
Yeah, I would love to meet her. Like, yes. I love your guys' dynamic and just like.
Thank you.
That's so special.
Yeah.
I love it. I literally the video I saw of you that like made me. I was like, I love her. Is when you were like. Not shaving, but waxing your armpits. And that's the first video I brought it to her.
Like that video to me.
I brought it to her.
It stands out because not every girl goes on the internet and waxes her armpits.
Let's get into it. But,
and I was lit.
It's raw and it's real and it was done well.
And I loved it. And I was like, because I would, like, for me, I was like, I'm not going to wax my armpits. Like, I'm just not doing it. You know, like, it's just too much. I'm scared. Yeah. Like, it's going to hurt me. But so watching someone else do it, I'm like, I love it. It's so fascinating.
Yeah.
And then I remember I told you at one of the events, and I was like, I love when you wax your armpits. And I felt almost weird bringing it up, but I was like, no,
that was
like,
so cool.
In a nice way.
Yeah.
In a not weird way, I love it.
Do you still wax your armpit?
Yeah.
There
it's
you
honestly,
it.
And like now it's like clockwork. Honestly, my armpit hairs are like this skinny now. I'm like, what do I do now?
Like,
before I start,
like that was like the
that's
thing.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And like now I'm like,
you're like, where are my long hairs at? Why aren't they thick anymore?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Waxing is fun though. I like started to, like, I started with like the hot pot and like,
I saw like that was like a machine thing.
The little roller?
Yes.
She's so easy.
Is that why you use the roller still? Mm-hmm. You like, okay, I'm gonna have to get invested in that.
Honestly, yeah. Give it a few
I'm
tries.
I'm a hairy girl. I feel like I want to wax my
armpits.
Honestly, you guys should do that.
Honestly, like that's a video.
Or we should all do, like, I'll bring my pit.
Yes, I'm
like,
yes.
That's bring the video.
We'll each do a pit.
You each get a pit. I'll have to grow them out too.
That would be my pit.
Peaks and pits.
I love that.
Okay, wait. I have some questions for you about this infamous Tarte Dubai trip.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, first, I just want you to clarify if this is real. I heard that Tarte flew you guys all the way to Dubai for just 48 hours. Is that true or is that a lie?
I was there Thursday to Friday. I was there for 2 days.
48 hours to me.
48 hours.
Sounds like 48 hours to me.
That sounds like 48 hours to me. That's a long way to go for 48 Honestly, hours. I'm going to throw that out there. You don't have to.
You don't have to. We're not trying to, like, we're not trying to catch you up.
That's a long way to go for 48 hours.
Totally.
I will say that it felt like a fever dream. Like, it was so fast. Lots of traveling. Mm-hmm. We just had the option to, like, extend it if we wanted to.
Okay, love see,
it.
That's nice.
So, but it ended up being, like, my birthday, like, the next week. So I was like, I need to get home, like, get my jet lag right. Or else, like, totally. I definitely would have, like, probably stayed maybe, like, for the weekend with my mom and, like, seen, like, the city and stuff. But yeah, definitely was very fast. It was like 2 days of traveling, 2 days of like there. Being on land.
Did you have fun? Like, did you like the trip? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, honestly, I think like looking back to, I'm like, I feel like we all slayed. Like it was my first like
collab
moment. Oh my God, thank you.
I enjoyed watching everyone's TikToks about it. Like I genuinely had so much fun. I was watching everyone.
Oh, by the way, we're like, obviously, you know, we've been on a lot of Tarte trips from the past. There has always been, I want to say, well, we didn't have TikTok back then, so the drama didn't get quite as feisty as quick. You know, it took a little more time, but there's always been like, anytime we would go on those trips with Tarte, it's always been that way. So that, I just want you guys to know, like,
it's not just
feel like you guys did anything.
Okay. Yeah, you guys like, no, they're like, wrong.
F them. It's been like that. Like, that is just the Tarte
way. Since the beginning of time.
It's honestly, always Tarte, too.
It caught me so off guard. That was, yeah, I think like my fourth trip. I literally, and you know what? I was not ready. And like the time difference too. And then also like being so busy, I was like, I didn't really know what the fuck was going on.
100%.
And so I got home and like,
just like us.
What?
The Tarte Bora Bora trip. We went through the same thing.
That's how it was. Like that was one of their big trips years ago. And
that happened so many years ago.
The amount of comments and like just intensity that there was about the Bora Bora trip. I remember to this day, like all the comments on me, YouTube videos, the Instagram, everything
drama
was like,
chant. Like we were getting wrecked and we were like, what is happening?
At this point? I'm like, I'm already home. Like,
no, right. You're like, no, you're like, baby, we've been home for days.
Like, can I tell you what actually happened? Cause I was there.
Hearing from influencers who are actually there, this is how it actually happened.
Yeah. Was Tarte shook when you're like, they were like,
honestly,
what's going on?
Honestly, I feel like I tried to be disconnected from like the internet and like what was going on and just like being in the moment. And being with my mom too, like made me feel just like more grounded, like safe. And like almost all the girls brought their moms too, which was like so cute.
I saw that.
Yeah.
It's precious.
And, oh my gosh.
I love that. I'm so glad. Like I feel like the trip looked so fun. And I think that obviously that what the internet did what the internet does. And it
took things
too far.
The internet did what the internet does.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I can't believe they would do this. And I'm like, they've been doing this for so long.
Yeah.
And it's just a different audience now. That's why.
Cartier bracelets and drones to people.
Literally. That's crazy. Like they've done that before. Like
this is like Tarte's way.
Yeah.
But they also, the audience, for some reason, they always have it out for Tarte. But I feel like Tarte is the brand.
They just go big.
They go big.
They do.
Like,
but they want to do it right.
Yeah.
They want to do it right. Like, and why not?
Yeah. You know, I was hyped. They gave us like Skims like dress. I was like, yes, like that
is Skims dress.
I was caught off guard.
But Tarte's smart because they do it that way because they don't do paid partnerships.
Right.
You don't
ever see that.
Sponsor influencers, so they put all their money in their brand trips. Whereas other brands, it's not as loud, but they are paying influencers like Kosas and like every other brand. Tarte's like one of the few brands that doesn't do paid.
They do experiences.
They do experiences instead.
Yeah.
You get Skims, but you do not get a check. And that's the Tarte way. That's the Tarte way.
And but it's lovely.
It's lovely.
And it's fucking lovely.
And it sure is.
Yeah. I think it's just a lot of people too. Like when they see that, a lot of people just don't understand like why they're not doing that. Mm-hmm. And I do think that there's like a big, it comes from, because this is like back in the day too, a lot of the comments were, why would they bring you guys and not us, the paying customer? So it's like this very
disconnect
between
the understanding of marketing, because like you're there to market for them, and because you have an audience,
brand awareness. It's about brand awareness.
Yeah, brand awareness, marketing for the brand, and all that. And like sometimes it's like the audience member or customer of Tarte doesn't see it that way. So I think that's where you're constantly running into this disconnect.
Yeah, I think I definitely learned a lot on the trip. Like that's good, I just think every day I'm like learning. And
I love that.
Yeah, I feel like the only, honestly, I didn't really feel that much heat. I feel like towards me, like, or any of us, individually.
Yeah. Totally.
No.
But it was funny because, like, the get ready thing I posted with, like, all the girls, like, me, Alex, and, like, the twins, they were all, like, in the comments, like, it's nice. You guys didn't mention, like, one, like, Tarte product. I was like, like, I was getting ready, like, talking about all these other brands, like, doing our makeup. And, like, in the moment, I was like, I'm not thinking of those things. And, like,
of course.
I'm like, it's in the rotation, okay, y'all. But I'm like,
it's in there.
It's in the rotation. But, you know, it's like,
you're like, read through the lines. I feel like,
yeah, they'll be mad if we do a full face of Tarte. Or, like,
you're damned if you
know, damned if you don't.
But I'm like, that honestly, yeah, that trip overall, I feel like, I learned a lot.
But I also feel like, you know, when it comes to like that thing, I think that Tarte wants people to have fun and they want them to enjoy the experience. They're not saying, hey, we want you to use every single product that's Tarte because that's so
inorganic. Yeah, it's like not organic.
It's not organic. It's like they want you to get to know the brand, get to know the products, get to know them for who they are and have this experience.
Yeah.
And they're not saying, do this and this and this and this. And that makes it a more fun experience.
Exactly.
It would have been the exact same situation if all you guys used nothing but Tarte. People would have just been like, the conversation would have went
like, how dare you use one
Tarte? You're trying to push this on me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was just like people, it's always just been a little bit of a controversial thing, the Tarte trips.
I think the biggest thing I took away from it was that, like, I think the creators going and just like inclusivity at the end of the day, just like, I don't want to be just like the token, like, you know, mixed girl at this point. 100%. I'm like, I'm half Black, half Latina. And I'm like caring for both sides. I'm like the only one there, like for diversity. And even like just knowing what product we're launching, I feel like going in, I kind of was just like, yeah, let's do it. I'm like, okay.
I know.
I've been spooked many a time.
Like you would think
I have
that,
been spooked
like,
many a time on a brand trip, let me tell you.
With the product launch
with the product
trip.
Launch on the
and
trip.
And I felt so dumb. I was like, why didn't I like, and like in the moment just, I don't know. Not too much now,
but I agree. I think that it's one of those things where it's like, knowing more ahead of time now is so important. And like now I do
know
ask.
What I'm signing up for.
I'm like, who's going to be there?
I'm not your diversity card. Yes, you're not the diversity card.
Like, I felt like for a long time, I was like the token gay boy on like a lot of the trips, and I still feel like that a lot of the time with things, especially when I'm the only boy and there's 9 girls on something. I'm like, I feel, not that I feel uncomfortable because I'm comfortable in any situation, but I do feel, I'm like, am I just here for like
to
hit your check
thing on the page,
and I feel that literally all the time. So I know exactly what you mean, and now I'm like, I want to know like why do you guys launch it. I've been like on a brand trip where they launched a range of foundations
and the whole table.
You guys, it went from this snapping it to go like this.
The phones went down.
And then the brand freaked out.
Because no one could post it because every influencer there was like, this is unacceptable on the trip. It's like,
I got chills.
We've all imagined. Learned. We've all had learning moments. So don't feel like, you know.
But I'm glad
you
learned
a lot. And you learn a lot. And those, like, how are you going to know that unless you literally experienced it?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
learned it and like lived through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some brands that like Classy Network, I literally love them. Like they give all shapes, sizes, colors,
love.
Like everything. And they're a smaller brand.
2023, hello.
Exactly. I'm like that's what I want to see. I feel like everyone needs to be, you know, representation is everything. Like even for me, just like I know how important that was for me growing up, and like, so
I'm glad. I'm glad that's like it's just growing pains.
That's important to me. So
like I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel too. It's something that I've always felt like I've dealt with in a different capacity, more so like on like the spectrum of my sexuality and being a man and like trying to be hitting that like one like gay boy on the trip to be like, oh well, look, we have. Not a boy, you know, and I always felt like
the whole trip being a mix of different people, different sizes, different backgrounds, and you just like kind of just. Like,
I mean, for a long time, like brands wouldn't even like want to work with me because I was a boy.
I remember earlier whenever we were starting, because we've been doing it for 10 years now, so this was probably like 3 or 4 years in, maybe. I would get partnerships, and like bigger brands could not work with him because he was a boy in beauty. Like they could not.
They're like, no.
Yep. No.
Like, and my manager like tried pitching for things, and they're like, no,
he's a boy.
That's crazy.
And I was like,
I know.
Damn,
but
like,
it
damn.
Changed I'm like within a year or two. It like flipped and it was like, we want boys only. Like once James got Cover Girl brands. Like, and but see, to me, that's like inauthentic. It's like we're just trying to chase tails here and like keep up with what's trendy when it's not about a trend. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
like shade ranges shouldn't be a trend.
Mm-hmm. Shade range should just be what it is.
The standard.
It's just the standard. It shouldn't be.
Yeah. I feel like we're definitely making progress.
Same.
But I feel like, I'm like, at this point, we need to be like, why are we not there?
Because you know now. Trust. Like, we all know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, what the standard should be. We know better. Yeah. So it's like, should be unacceptable. Yeah. I agree. I agree completely.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Speaking of trips, because I feel like with the trips, like, it's so easy to feel like so caught up in like those things. And like, I saw you tweet like the other day about like imposter syndrome and like how you're feeling it. And like, what made you like want to tweet about? Because I'm so fascinated by the idea of imposter syndrome, because I've felt it many a times in my career. And like, what was it like that was like triggering you to like even talk about it?
Honestly, okay, it was literally yesterday. This happened like twice. I feel like I could actually say like this felt like who am I looking at in the mirror? Like, that happened to me like twice. One was for the Sierra event, like when and like filmed with her, like that morning.
Really? Was that was it?
That was that the moment. First time it happened, where I was like looking in the mirror and I literally was like freaked out. I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it was kind of just like, I'm out to curse.
Yes.
So that was like the first time I felt it, and it was just like very surreal. I had to keep like pinching myself and just keeping myself busy, because I was like, I don't know what's going on, but we're gonna do it. And then it happened like yesterday, when, or even the day before, I think. I'm like, what day is it?
literally
I went to the John Legend event, and like, they have events all the time in LA. I didn't realize, like, so I was excited to go to that one. I went with my manager and I met freaking Desi Perkins, like, she, everything to me, like, raised me growing up. Yeah. So, like, meeting her in the flesh, like, it felt so normal. Like, I felt like, obviously, like, just how this is. I'm like, hey, bestie.
Totally.
And Shayla, I met her at the Sierra event, too. So, like, it's cool. Just being with my freaking idols and, like, OGs, like, it's just like, huh? And I also met Naz Kavari, like, love her. Love her. She just has a whole nother level, like, in my heart. Like, she's a year older than me, and her on YouTube, like, she's like the original. It, like, just,
isn't amazing.
Girl.
She has three babies.
And she would like get ready with me for prom. And like, I was a year below her. So like, cute. I was like, I can't wait for prom. Like,
yes.
And like, this is her look. I was like, I want to wear a red dress too. Like, I like how she did her hair. Like, I look up to that woman like crazy. So for me to be like at the bar and like, she comes, she like taps on my shoulder. She was like, Monet. And I was like, Nah, it's like, not you just addressing me by my name.
Yeah,
I was like, not you
telling me. Yeah.
And like, her and her, she was with Mel and like her friends. And I was just like, I know you. And I was like, they're all just giving me flowers. And I was just looking at them. And I was like, do you guys understand? Like, I don't even think, like, it was just moments like that where like, I got back to the room and I was like,
in the mirror, like, who are you?
Who am I?
It's literally Mulan. Who's that girl I see staring back?
Isn't it interesting how fast it happens?
Yeah,
I feel like that's part of like imposter syndrome, because it doesn't happen like over 10 years. Like, it's just one morning you wake up and it's there and it happens.
I think that adds to the imposter syndrome for sure.
Right?
Because it's like when it's a casual growth, it doesn't feel as intense, because it's like, oh, like little things here and that just kind of
and you
keep
build and you start to get used to it, but warmed up fast, to it. It makes you feel crazy.
It makes you feel like you're like, literally, am I okay? Like, it makes you feel like your brain is like frying in some weird capacity. Yeah.
It's just like it's the most beautiful thing. But also I'm just like, it's crazy.
I would really watch my own YouTube videos and I would try to like understand why people were a fan of me, because I'm just me, right?
That's what I'm saying.
And I would like watch my own videos and try to be in their perspective. Okay, yeah. I'm not me. Let me watch and see what's so fascinating here. And like, I didn't get it. I was like, don't get it.
That's so true. Because I'm like, mm-hmm. it's crazy that there's kind of pressure. Obviously, I'm like, it just realizes my personality. Like, I just got to be me. And y'all mm-hmm. want to, I'm like, even I'm like, y'all want to talk to me on the podcast? I'm like, what? Like, you know, like, what's so interesting about me? So it's just crazy like that, too. I'm just like, just being confident enough, just be like, I'm enough. Like,
totally.
Just be yourself. And I'm like, that's crazy. Just like betting on that every day. I'm just mm-hmm. like, what if I'm not on? Like, what if I'm not like this?
And that's normal. And that's like totally fine, yeah. too. Like, you're allowed to have those, like, days where you're just like, I'm feeling so off, and like, I just feel like I'm not gonna yeah. give like the way I usually do.
Yeah,
happens all the
it's
time.
It's nice when it comes back though. I'm like, okay, I'm here.
Like, I can't. Yeah. I'm sickening. I yeah. swear to God.
Yeah.
Yes. No. But yeah. it is still like very normal to feel that, and like that's totally okay too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
Okay, diving into your life at home. You're dating now. Wait, tell us, before this, you were single for a minute or no?
Yeah. I had two boyfriends in my lifetime.
Ah.
And they were long. Like, they were like two.
She's a relationship girly.
Wow.
See, and I terrified myself, honestly. Like, my parents, like, growing up, they were like, you cannot date until you're 16. So, like, once I turned 16, of course, I was like,
Yes.
So, literally, like, I got cuffed up so quick and then was with him for like 2 years. I'm like, I love you, like, obsessed. Wow. Like, and I was like, obviously, like, we're
that
children.
First love too, like,
yeah, that we're first, children. Like, So then, and then I had another boyfriend after that for like 3 years. And after that one, I was just like, I feel like I lost so much of myself. Like, I feel like I'm so young at this point. So I'm like, who am I? Like, I need yeah. to like be alone.
Who am I with myself and not with
exactly.
a person?
Like, and those are like very just transformative years of your life. Like, that was like 5 years total for me, like 16 to like 21.
Wow.
Just like, mm-hmm. you know, giving my life to someone. Like,
yeah.
Why am I, like, every move it's I make, I'm young. Like, you, like, what? So I like, after that, I was like, either I'm dating and my heart's broken, or I'm dating and I'm getting married. So like, I don't need any kind of like men in my life. I just was totally heart off.
Love that.
Yes,
and I love
yes.
that for me. Like,
love that for you.
And I loved like just, yeah, being selfish and just mm-hmm. like doing whatever I wanted. Like,
absolutely.
It's just so fun.
And living for yourself. Like, that's like so important
yeah.
too, to
and
have
like,
those experiences.
You know, it's crazy. Like, literally right when I broke up with my last boyfriend, like 2 years ago at this point, that's when I started, like, just everything blew up. Like,
it's because you were focusing on yourself,
yeah.
doing what you wanted to do.
It was like way after.
My eye blew up whenever I had been with my husband since high school, but I had dated two guys for a long time, for mm-hmm. years before him, and then he wanted to date me, and I was like, no, we're not dating. I want to spend the rest of my senior year partying
yeah.
and going crazy and
yeah.
doing my own thing. But at the end of the senior year, we started dating, and so it was all about him again, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then he moved away and went to college. We stayed together long distance, but he was out of the picture completely, and then we were together,
mm-hmm.
but he just wasn't there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then it went back to me, and I blew up on YouTube.
Yeah,
it was during that era of him mm-hmm. moving away and me being alone with roommates and girlfriends and being
yeah.
young, and I going out all the time, just living my life for me. I kind mm-hmm. of the same thing.
Yeah,
magic like happened.
Yeah, just that brain space to just like be creative and just
your
like
brain opens
yeah.
up.
Literally.
Like, oh shit, I can do other things than boys.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like in that mindset, just like grinding. And it always mm-hmm. happens like that whenever you're like least expecting it, right? Someone just comes in the picture.
Right. So yeah. has someone tiptoed into the picture?
Yeah.
Are you guys talking? Dating, yeah. just like playing around?
Honestly, this boy might DM think I'm pretty.
That's
what he's giving me right now.
That's literally how it happened too. And it's funny because I tweeted this like in November when he first sent my DMs. And I was like, yo, this cute boy sent my DMs.
Ooh.
And like I literally tweeted that because I was like, I have a feeling like this is going to be good. Like,
the vibes
like,
were there.
Yeah
and I was like,
it.
So I was like, I'm just going to give like a little digital footprint for myself so I can like look back and be like, this is when we like first started, like kind of thing. I'm
love
like,
that.
Not me thinking like.
Literally thinking like 10
like,
years ahead.
But also I was like, girl, I was like, So it was like, at that time I kind of was, I don't know, even just like entertaining anything at all. So I was like, all right, let's just see where this goes. And he was talking about like flying out to see me. So I was like, if this man is like true to his word, like then fine, like maybe we can get dinner. So the fact that I was even like open to that, I was like, all right. So like, this was like 2 weeks in advance too. So the date comes around, like the time. Not me getting like nervous again. I'm like, literally I was like, the week leading up to it, I like was twisted.
Shambles.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I was going back and forth in my head. I'm like, no, like, it's just for fun. Like, we're just like,
it's
like,
a date.
But how do we do this? I'm like, but then, like, back and forth. But so, yeah.
That's so cute.
I love it.
Crazy how much, like, people are invested.
Why?
In it,
I was good. Okay. That was my next question for you. Why is that all people want to know?
I'm like, and that's the part where I'm just like, I want to talk about it, but then I'm like scared. Mm. Like,
it's also like for you though too. It's like for you. I think you should
protect it at all costs. And eventually, like if it's so serious and like you're so locked in,
I'm like, here's the ring.
Sure. Yeah.
But literally, once it's like really locked in and it's like, yo, we're like we're boyfriend and girlfriend. Mm-hmm. It's been going strong. Like no like comment's going to break you guys apart. Exactly. Then it's like, you know what? Like,
because there is nothing worse than, because you never know what relationships they go up, they go down, they break up, they stay together, they break up, they get back together. Mm-hmm. You know, they go all over the place. So, like, there's nothing worse than, like, you never know where a relationship might go, especially this early on. So, it's like the whole internet knows, and then you quit talking.
Yeah.
So now like, so you got to you got to report back. So it's like, you can avoid all that just by, like, keeping it airy, elusive. Keeping it elusive.
See, I'm like, I feel like that was my whole game plan from the beginning, but then also I'm like, I'm excited about it. And like,
you want to share it too.
And also, it's I didn't really give y'all anything, but they're like FBI.
Oh,
and I'm like, FBI. Once like one person texted me like one dot, it's like, everyone's like,
they're like, is it him?
Crazy.
Is it him?
This I get texted like every single day. People just like screenshotting this and like location here and like this and that. And I'm like, you guys.
FBI.
Y'all, it's Drake.
Listen,
it's Drake.
It's Drake. Y'all don't even know. I was like, y'all swear you know who it is. Like, that's the funny part. It's like, he's right there.
But y'all don't know.
But you don't.
Wow. That's so cute. I love it. You have to show me a photo after. Mm-hmm. Like, I have
to
see.
The camera roll is so.
Give us a camera roll.
I can't wait to show you guys.
Oh, so like, I'm very excited about that. Like, that's going to be something that's very cute.
And you do not have to report back to us.
On you do not.
You do not.
But I would like to, though. I would like to hear it.
And Manny even winks at a guy. I'm like, I need to see a picture.
Right now.
I need to see a picture.
I'm going
to
say one story. I'm like, that's what he looks like.
Just to have a reference. I just always did a visual.
A visual reference.
A visual.
Yeah. You know what happened yesterday?
Tell us.
Okay. So much has been happening.
No, but I love it. Please.
You know Teddy Fresh, of course.
Oh my.
Love Teddy Fresh.
I literally wear Teddy Fresh like almost every episode.
Yes.
I was like, are you wearing Teddy Fresh?
But I usually do wear Teddy
Fresh. Oh my God. So I've been a fan of like H3. Like I love Ela. Like she's the reason why I watch. I'm like,
incredible.
Her and Teddy Fresh, like she's a queen. So they reached out and like, hey, like, would you be interested in doing like, you know, a photo shoot like for Teddy Fresh? And I was like, absolutely. And that's literally why I planned the trip out here in the first place. And I kind of like built everything else. Like you guys reaching out this week, I was like, it. This is the it best week of my perfectly. Life.
I'm so glad you were able to make this work too. Thank you so much, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes.
I would have never thought like a million years. Like this is so exciting.
No, I love it. And I'm glad that like the first.
Monet, and I was like, bitch!
Yes, please. Oh my God. Yeah. So
we're like, I feel like we're in our what's it called? Guest era.
We're in our guest
like,
era.
We're doing like a lot of guests, and it's like fun, like because we literally done it for a year now.
Yeah.
We're like, dude, we can like actually like have guests and not be like.
Last year we were like trying to figure out what the fuck we were doing actually.
Yeah.
Because
like, this is like our 79th episode. It's not like we haven't even done 100 yet. Like,
nope. 79 is iconic though.
It's cunt. Like it's cunt. Like it's gonna be.
Let's go. Yes. People are very excited to hear you're coming on. Mm-hmm. Very excited. Very excited.
I can't wait to watch this back. I can't wait to watch like my mom. Like get some popcorn.
Love your mom.
So cute.
Wait, are you and your mom? Obviously you're very close. You said she was a single mom raising you.
Yeah.
And how like did your mom have you young? You guys just seem your mom looks very
she looks young.
Okay, she looks like your
sister.
Okay. Some people be asking too, like, are you the mom? I was like, not too much now.
No, now y'all trying.
She's
like, trying. But yeah, no, my mom. I hope I age like my mom.
Are you the mom? That's a clip.
You say you tried it a little bit too much there.
Just a little.
You tried me.
But my older brother, he's turning 30 this year. He's my mom and dad's like first kid, and my mom was 15 when she got pregnant, and then my dad was like I think 17. So they had me when. My mom was like 21.
Okay.
So
okay.
Got it. Yeah. So very young. My mom had me at 19. So my mom was really young too.
Yeah.
My mom was 30 when she had me.
Yeah. I feel like that's gonna be me. Like, kid at like 30.
Listen, every day
nowadays.
I'm like old now, and I'm like, I'm gonna have kids when I'm 42. Because like, I kept saying that. I was like, well, I'm for sure. I knew hard cold facts. 20s ain't how bad. 20s are for me, baby.
100%.
20s are for me, and I ate up every single drop of my 20s.
Yeah,
I did, and I was hanging on to 29 as tight as I could before I let it go because I was. Sliving, okay, sliving. And here I am in my 30s, and I'm like, maybe 40s.
40s, 30s is for me.
I hear that when I'm in the 40s now.
Kids are a lot.
They're a lot. I also get like worried with like the world sometimes because like things like tend to like be getting harder for a lot of people with different aspects of it. Like even like with like nature.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
global warming. Literally. I'm like, oh, y'all gonna have to fight for food? Like, yeah. like free, things like that, like literally like run through. I'm not even kidding. They run through my mind. Like, are y'all gonna fight for water? Like, literally. Is this gonna be like a water world? Like, I'm scared.
It also scares me too, though, because I'm like, any people that were like born into money, I don't want to say everyone that's born into money is the worst person alive, but I will say eight out of 10 people I have met that were born into money are like,
horrific.
They're horrific. Mm-hmm. And then there's like that small percentage that are just like, the richest person I know personally is probably the best human I know. Mm. Like, period.
Yeah.
No. he just tried to cash in. Thank you. He just tried to cash in on that. Sure did.
So good.
Sure did.
Why didn't I think of that?
I'm rich. Like,
that's a clip. Thank you. it's like, I don't know, but like, if people are always like leaving behind money and my legacy for my children, and I'm like, I don't want my children to have a drop because they're gonna turn out to be demons. Literally demons from hell. That's what my dad
is. He's like, if I won the lottery, you guys would never know. Like, yeah, I'm like, smart, but
you won your own lottery, yeah, ma'am.
I'm like, Zach, what about now?
No, literally.
No.
But it's like, I don't know, there's something about trust fund kids. And it's like, listen, I'm not even trying to like shit on everyone, like that is a trust fund kid, but like there is something about working hard throughout your life that builds so much character. And it's like, if you have everything handed to you,
yeah,
silver spoon your whole life, you just don't, it's like the social settings are completely different.
You have no concept of reality.
Lack of awareness, no concept of reality, literally same thing.
Yeah.
Like there's no, like you're not even a real person to me. Like, yeah, it just seems so phony.
Yeah, I feel like the way I was raised too, I'm like, y'all could take it all tomorrow. Like, what matters to me is literally just like my happiness, like my family, my friends, like those type of things. I'm like, this is all amazing. And I'm like, I feel like take it for granted. I'm like, yeah.
I feel grounded.
Like being raised, like even like my dad saying, like just how we had to just ration our pennies growing up. I'm like, I know the value of a dollar. Mm-hmm. Like, exactly. I'm never gonna just like, even with the money I have today, I'm like, I don't even know how to spend it. I don't even want to spend it. I haven't even like, like my little Nissan right now, like she's still running.
Yes, she's living.
She's busted and dust. I call her Dusty. That's her name. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, she works and I love it. And like, it gets me where I need to go.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I can't even think like big like that. But it's, yeah, I feel like being raised that way, just like trust funds.
Because of how you were raised. Like, you don't expect it and you know you can survive without it. And you know you can be happy without it.
Yeah.
So you're not, it's not like your whole life is built on the money, you know, of it and like the success of it. Because you know there's life outside of it.
Yeah.
And it's sad because you can't like blame them. Like, you can't blame them for it. I can't blame them because it's like, you were born that way. That's how you were raised. Like, you're always a product of your environment. And like, that's just what it was for them. It doesn't mean I need to connect with you or I want to connect with you, but like, that's your life. And like, you know, it is what it is. I just don't want to be your friend or I want anything to do with you most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, y'all are like,
you're not, it's not your fault for where you come from, but it is your fault on who you are today.
You could be raised just like poor, broke, and then you get money and it's like, you want to spend it. And like, come just like, you know, greedy, or you could like, you know, be raised like that way. And it's all about
what you
do.
Like, person ever.
And same thing, like, if you have money, like, with or without, it's like, you have so much money you want to give. Some people want to give, and like, that's amazing. Some people, like, that's mine.
Yeah.
So it's like all about the type of person you are, just like at the end of the day.
Yep. Well, we actually have a money question for you. We always ask our guests at the end of every episode. So if you were given $1 billion cash handed over to you, what is an item you would buy? Something big. No charity. We know you're going to give to your family and charity.
Yes.
It'll happen.
But what's your thing that you're buying for you first?
I should have thought a little bit. I'm thinking like, if I can think so big.
So big. $1 billion.
I'm like,
not even a million.
I feel like I would want like properties like all over. Like, I'd want an island. I want a plane to get around.
Hello. PJ is like my number one.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to go places.
I'm thinking yacht. I really want, and I'm not talking like
a
three bedroomer. I'm talking
a house on the water.
A water house.
A house. I'm a water baby. I love the water.
Honestly, I've never done, I've been like scared of like cruises and like things like that. Like, I feel like, I don't know, like, you want to be just living in the middle of the ocean?
I'd do it. Really? I grew up by the water, though, so I'm, like, a water person.
Yeah, yeah, you're
sand,
used to
salt,
it.
Sun, water. Mm-hmm. That's where I want to be.
Honestly, iconic.
Mermaid.
You like Miami?
Love Miami.
Yeah.
I bought a house in Florida, but it's in Destin up north Florida earlier this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I would do, like, houses. One in the snow, one in the, you know,
that's cute. Like, tropics. Like your own place that like, you can visit constantly.
Yeah.
You bop around like and a jet to get there. Mm-hmm.
Pew, 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 pew. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's
what I feel like that's what a lot of celebrity does. So that's.
Mm-hmm. So it makes sense.
It seems to be the way to go.
That's the thing. And that's like what, one of the ones we get a lot is like property. It's like
from people I'm trying to buy properties here, but I ain't got $1 billion.
So. Los Angeles all the time.
Ooh. LA.
That's rough out here trying to get properties in LA.
LA is like a dogfight out here. I bet Jersey's a little crazy too, or is it?
Honestly, I don't even know. I'm like, I haven't even started like looking, but I'm like scared to. I'm like, I heard New York is insane.
Yes.
Oh, like that's like insane.
So
LA is
but it's a good, it's a good spot. It's like place to start investing in is like in, in a property for yourself for
that's
sure.
That's been a combo too. Like I just want to do my money right. I'm like, I don't want to just like.
Just blow it.
Yeah.
Smart.
So smart.
A smart girly. Yeah. We have a smart girly.
I blew
in
it
hands.
In the beginning.
Oh, I blew a lot of money. Yeah, I had to get it out of my system. I never had had money before ever in my life. Now, granted, I had hundreds of thousands of dollars. My bank still driving my Honda Accord.
100%. So
we both.
Leave
your
my Civic out of this.
Your Civic.
Leave
no.
My Civic out of
he had a white Civic. I had a red Accord, and me and him were bopping around LA everywhere.
Buying Cartier.
Buying Cartier. $10,000 bracelets that can like, pay for our car.
Literally. Like, swear. I'm like, what? And then like wait. Years later, I'm like, the fuck are we doing?
That's so funny because I literally got my first like Cartier ring.
Oh,
and I was just like, let me join the fleet. My Nissan coupe.
Right, guys, I'm here.
That was us too. That but it's just kind of like, oh, like I've never had money before. Like this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I felt like a car was just too big, you know, to be buying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, a bracelet, a ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is my first
shit
like,
adds up. Mm-hmm. That shit fucking sure adds up.
This is my first like 4-digit, I feel like, purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I was just like, it hurt, but it felt like it was right. Like I felt like I deserved it in that moment. I was like, you know, I was in Paris too. Like it was like,
oh my god, she's literally like done what we've done.
That's
like,
exactly. This is so crazy. Kidding?
Swear
we would
to
do
god.
Moments together.
Every
traveling.
Moment we've had traveling, we will go to a bracelet like or something
that.
Like that.
I want to be you guys so bad.
You are.
No, you literally just did, like you were in Paris. Like that's what we got. Like in London, we've done it.
We did it, and we did it in New York.
In
when
New
all
York,
four of us, we all went to Cartier and got.
We all
stuff.
Got a little like.
Oh my god.
We've like done it in multiple times with like. Experiences that weren't here like we're all together we're like let's go do this as a memento
exactly I feel like jewelry is so like it's a lifetime come on
until someone steals all your shit I ain't got none of my I wish I did I know
because I would be out for blood
tragedy struck but
tragedy strikes again
it's all right I did not repurchase
and now all I do is wear is like my one bracelet all the time
I still have my bracelet and I need to put it on and wear it like if I have it I have it I need to wear it
just to have it
yeah I've been like stacking my little wrist I feel like jewelry is like in like my neck. It just gets heavier and heavier every day.
And you're like,
I'm like, before you know, I'm gonna have like,
hey,
I love jewelry though. I love jewelry. Yeah. I feel like you can wear the plainest outfit. And if you got some cool jewelry, done.
You're chilling.
Done.
Set. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, let me flex.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Are you kidding me? I'm sad it's over. This was so fun.
I'm glad you had a good time. Like that makes us so happy. Like I just want you to have.
Didn't it go by so quick?
So quick.
It does. It always does. Like, I feel like it's just like literally just chit-chatting the whole time.
Don't mind me. I'm just getting some.
You're like the mom behind the scenes. Like, don't mind me. Well, thank you so much for watching. We're going to, of course, leave everything linked down below. Where can they find you specifically at? Tell them.
Monet, M-O-N-E-T, McMichael.
Period.
On YouTube, but we're going to link to that. She's everywhere. Twitter, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
You guys are going to
thank you guys so much for watching.
Thanks
we love
watching.
You. Bye.
Bye, guys. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastelude.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.